calling Pearson Gibbs. If you know your party's extension, you may dial it at any time. For our company directory, please press pound. Otherwise, please remain on the line.
Using the keys on your telephone, please spell the last name of the person, then press pound. For the letter Q, press 7. For the letter Z, press 9. To exit the directory, press star.
Bill Pearson.
If this is correct, press pound. For the previous name in the directory, press 1. Please hold while your call is being transferred to
Bill Pearson.
Okay. So yeah, tell us how that's been.
It's been a really awesome opportunity. I have been with the comp fund for 21 years.
Hello, Bill speaking.
Hi, Bill. How's it going today? This is Elias calling from Bank of Cardiff. I'm calling on some financing you guys did with Comerica back in 2013. Is that ring a bell there?
Yes.
Okay. I just wanted to touch base with you and follow up on a finance offer we sent out a couple weeks ago. Looks like we have you pre-approved for about $250,000, and I was just wanting to check in with you and see if you had any current financing needs or maybe anything coming up in the future we can help you out with.
Possibly. What bank are you from?
Oh, we're with Bank of Cardiff.
Okay. And what? Where are they at?
We're located in San Diego.
Oh, okay. Actually, I think I'm all set for the time being.
Yeah, is there any possibility that you might be looking for something in the future? I know you said possibly, and we offer
possibly.
Some competitor rates, but...
Yeah, possibly, but for right now, I think we're all set.
Okay. Well, what would you be looking for in the future, just to give us a better... idea.
No, I had a $15 million line of credit with Comerica.
Okay, yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah, but then the economy tanked, and you know, our business was building homes. And,
yeah, yeah.
You know, with all the foreclosures and everything, we went from building 158 homes a year in 2006 to 7 in 2009. So actually, December of 2008, Comerica pulled our line from us.
And oh, okay. That's...
At that time, we owed them, I think, $1.8 million, and they were holding $10 million of our assets, and they still, you know, wanted out, so we paid them off, and we've been running without a bank line ever since. So,
yeah, absolutely.
But we haven't had much business. So as we gear back up again, things are, you know, we've been hovering around 30 homes a year, which
okay.
We've been able to handle that with our private investors.
What do your sales look like over the year, if you don't mind me asking?
Our year starts June 1st.
Okay.
So, and that's how we track everything.
Okay.
And right now we're at 19 homes sold in the first 3.5 months of our fiscal year. So
okay.
We're
that's pretty
probably going to be up around 50-60 this year. So, but we've not been able to show profit for the last, since everything tanked.
Well, that's another nice thing about working with Bank of Cardiff. We take it off your top line revenue, not your bottom line.
Okay.
So we're able to free up 10 to 15% of your gross annual sales. So if you're pulling 50, 60 mil, like we can free up maybe at least 100,000 for you.
Yeah, they're not, you know, but 100,000 doesn't do anything on.
I understand. Yeah, yeah.
That we're doing.
I mean, if you're pulling 50, 60 mil, though, we should be able to at least free up, I think, like 500,000 for you there.
In that, you know, I've got a waiting list of, mostly what we do is we just pay private investors
okay.
7% right now, which is a great rate for them.
Yeah, that's pretty fantastic.
So, and I've got a waiting list, so I'm all set for now, but as we grow bigger, we're going to need to replace that, you know. With Comerica, our credit line started around $7 million and then just grew, so we had up to $15 million before everything tanked.
What does your credit look like now, if you don't mind me asking?
Our credit score?
Yeah.
I don't know what the company's credit score looks like. Mine is about mid-700s.
Mid-700s?
Yeah, that's where it's always been. That's where it's always stayed.
Okay. That's pretty good. I mean, that's above the national average, so I mean, we definitely can work with you on that. I know we're pretty selective in our lines of credits, but that's something definitely that we offer. If you like, I can send you some information here. If you give me a good email address, it's really easy. We only have a one-page app, and we can kind of start there. I think the only other things is like a couple months of bank statements and your last year's tax return, and we can just fully show you just how much we can do for you.
Yeah, it's well with the company, it'd be different for the company.
We actually base it off personal credit, so.
Okay.
If yours is mid 700, that's pretty good, and that's mostly what we look at. But the good thing about it, though, is that even though we're using your personal credit, it will go on your business credit. So it will kind of help you out in both ways and kind of give you a double-edged sword, you know? Like, you're getting your credit used, but it's going on your business credit, so it's kind of building your business credit back up, you know?
Right. Yeah. You know, I don't know that it's kind of a drop in the bucket for what we're doing.
Okay.
So I don't know that I'd be even interested, you know.
Yeah, I mean, it's really worth your time, and there's no processing fees or anything like that. It's literally just a one-page app just to find out what you qualify for.
Yeah, I'm at this time, I think I'm all set.
Okay.
But if you want to send me an email,
sure.
So I know who you are in the future.
Yeah.
It's Bill P. at p-gholmes.com.
Is there a hyphen after the P-G-Holmes or just PG Holmes?
P-G, P-G.
Holmes at Bill P at P-G-Holmes.com.
You got it. Yep.
Awesome. I'll send you some information. Also, send you the app just in case you want to fill it out. I know you said you're not too interested, but like I said, it's worth it to fill it out just in case, you know.
Okay.
I know you want to work with another major bank, but sometimes that can always be a skewy kind of thing,
yeah.
You know.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah, and from what you've told me, like 50 to 60 mil a year with your credit score being 700.
No. 50 to 60 homes a year.
Okay. Well, do you know what your gross annual sales is?
Probably, well, in the last couple of years it was $4.5 million.
Okay, for sure.
This year, it's probably going to go another third higher than that.
Okay, so it's probably going to be close to 7.
Right.
Yeah, with all this information, we can definitely do something for you, man. And like I said, there's really not a downside to filling out the app. At most, you just walk away.
Okay, all right, cool.
Yeah. Let me check back in with you maybe next week, see if you just want to go over it and... If you send in the app today or tomorrow, or even by the end of next week, we'll be able to get you an answer within 24 hours. And if you want to take the deal, you can take it down the line, you can take it the next day, but it'll be in your account within 24 hours as well.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. Thank you.
Cool. Yeah, absolutely. I'll check in with you sometime next week then, Bill.
Okay. Sounds good.
All righty. Good talking to you.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.